happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint to do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And as we begin a new year, we thought for our DriveCast, it would be wise just to focus on our core values, the things that we believe, at least at the floor, make us who we are as a church. You know, our vision is to draw life from God and to point others to Him. And that's just a combination of the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, along with the Great Commission to go into all the world and to make disciples. And so as we try and do those two things and fulfill really this calling and vision that God has given us, in beginning a new year, we have the opportunity for a repentant reset. We can look back over this past year, all of us, because we're all flawed, and we can look at places where we feel like, man, we thrived and we were successful. We were following what God wanted for us. We were in alignment with His vision. And then I'm sure we can look at some spots along the way, maybe seasons along the way even, where we just didn't do the things that God wanted us to do. We weren't becoming the people that God wanted us to become, whether that was not spending time in His presence or not being aligned behind His identity for us. Or maybe there were sin, habits, patterns that maybe were public or maybe they're private that we just didn't want to give up. All of that, as we hit a moment like this in the new year, those times and moments and seasons can become, they can become resets. For us, times to turn our heart back God's direction and welcome His authority in our life. All of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, not perfectly, but intentionally, seeing all of our life as the mission to go into all the world and make disciples, beginning in the closest relationships in our lives, whether those are sibling relationships or marriage relationships or parent-child relationships, starting there and working our way outward to help facilitate and fulfill the mission of God and seeing more fruitful followers of our Savior. So I'm going to pray that into our day as we begin another week. And then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Lord, will you help us to do that today, to draw life from you, to see you as our source. You're our fountain. You're the one that we run to nowhere else. And then God, from that, help us to do ministry out of the overflow, right, Lord, of the relationship that we have with you. Help us, God, to point other people to you. Give us that awareness that we've talked about in the previous series, that that Emmanuel awareness of your activity in our lives. And when we see it, God, help us to follow your calling towards it and to engage. Give us the opportunities to have conversations with others, and certainly, God, to take the time to self-reflect and have those kinds of conversations and to preach the gospel to ourselves wherever necessary. Now you take the opportunity to pray.